Now to our space story. NASA is just weeks away from launching a spacecraft to an asteroid to take a sample of it for study. The mission may help in developing techniques to redirect asteroids that get too close to Earth, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
The asteroid known as Bennu was the obvious choice for the mission, as this NASA video explains.
Bennu is a time capsule, and its journey takes us way, way back. 4.5 billion years.
Early next month, NASA will launch a probe which by 2023 will be back on Earth with a sample. Glenn Nagel from CSIRO's NASA tracking station in Canberra says the probe has a long journey just to reach the asteroid.
They need to have the spacecraft to be going very, very fast. We can certainly do a lot with rockets, but we use gravity for the most part. So it will spend a number of years actually doing a sort of a loop around the sun to get more speed before it does a flyby of the Earth, getting a final gravity slingshot, if you like, to send it out to asteroid Bennu for its rendezvous in 2018.
But the information that sample could contain will be worth the wait. Unlike Earth, scientists don't think the original materials found on Bennu would have changed much over time, and it could hold material from the young solar system.
NASA wants to understand with this mission a little bit more about the history of asteroids and their role in our solar system. They're sort of the building blocks that made up the planets that built our solar system in the first place. And they want to understand the origins of these objects, a little bit more about their structures. This is just important to our continued understanding of the development of our own planet and the other planets of our solar system.
This mission will also help NASA's efforts to try to protect the Earth if there's a possible collision with an asteroid. But Glenn Nagel says for now, Bennu isn't posing such a risk.
For the asteroids coming by the Earth, we track many, many thousands of asteroids, and there is a scale that's used for their sort of potential threat. It's called the Torino scale. It's a little bit like the Richter scale we use for earthquakes. And on the Torino scale, Bennu is a zero. So the chance of it hitting Earth is very, very low. You can't rule it out completely, but in a period between about 2175 and 2199, the scientists are looking at the potential for it to come relatively close to Earth in between the orbit of the Earth and the Moon. So you cannot rule it out completely, but on the current scale, zero.
If that worst-case scenario was to happen, as small as that risk might be, what potential damage could an asteroid the size of Bennu cause?
It would certainly cause devastation on a large scale if it was to impact down. It's about 0.5 kilometre in size. Certainly not the dinosaur killer that we tend to think of, or, you know, destroying the planet as they show in a lot of Hollywood movies. But it would certainly cause devastation on a large scale. But the good news about Bennu particularly is we're not going to have to worry about it for a long, long time. Understanding more about it now and those types of asteroids in our solar system will help us to look at strategies potentially deflecting these things in the future.
And unlike in the movies, the solution isn't sending a team to space to blow up the asteroid.
Could Bruce Willis save the world? It's unlikely. Probably one of the worst things you could do is what they do in the movies, and that's blowing up an object like that, because it just means you have lots of pieces, coming at you very, very fast. That's still going to cause a lot of devastation. So the best idea is to deflect these objects, to set off an explosion beside them that will actually nudge them off. You might have got to change the angle ever so slightly so that opens up over time. So one of the things they want to look at in this particular mission is a thing called the Arakovsky effect, which is the effect of light actually pushing on these objects. It heats up the surface of the asteroid, lightly generates a little bit of heat, which actually pushes the object ever so slightly. So we might be able to use a technique like that, making the surface absorb more heat, reflecting more of that energy and deflecting the asteroids quite safely on their own.
That's Glenn Nagel from the CSIRO's NASA tracking station in Canberra, ending that report from Sarah Sedgie.